Time now for this week's We Care About You update here on K-Country 95. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by folks from the Baxter Regional Health System as they update us on the latest on COVID-19 in their hospital. Today, we're talking with Ron Peterson, President and CEO of the hospital, as well as infection preventionist Stephanie Free and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Now, let's get started with Ron Peterson again, President and CEO of the hospital. And Ron, can you update us on the local latest numbers at Baxter Regional?
As a system, Hayden, we have tested 33,556 individuals. 3,466 of those have tested positive. We have currently admitted 924 individuals to the hospital due to COVID. We currently have 14 inpatients. Four of those are in ICU. Two of those are on ventilators. 522 of our employees have tested positive with COVID, but currently only four are active, and of course those four are at home and in isolation. And on the vaccine front, if you look across the state of Arkansas, you have a total of 1,348,558 individuals that are fully immunized, which puts us at 52.7% of the population, which is up 0.7% from last week. And in Baxter County, we have 43.7% of the population fully immunized, which is up 0.9%. And Baxter Regional Medical Center has distributed 23,715 doses of vaccine.
And Ron, I've got another question here. I know you guys had a very successful event put on by the hospital yesterday offering booster shots in the community for those that were eligible.
Well, that is correct. We held that event at the fairgrounds, and for anybody who is eligible, we provided booster shots, and the event went very well. I think the flow was very smooth. You were in and out really quickly, and we distributed 1,350 doses, or we gave 1,350 boosters yesterday, and so that's a lot of boosters in one day, and that's a lot of individuals, but the event went really well. The one thing that we did have is several people were asking if they were eligible for the booster shot, and we noticed that they got their original vaccine in April, and so they were not quite eligible, and so we want to make sure people know that we do have another event in November. That will be November 9th, and for anybody who wasn't able to get there yesterday and or who wasn't eligible, please come on November 9th. We'll be at the fairgrounds again, and you'll be able to get your booster shot.
Again, that's President and CEO of the Baxter Regional Health System, Ron Peterson, joining us this morning. Now let's move on to Stephanie Free, infection preventionist at the hospital. And Stephanie, what can you tell us about Merck's new COVID-19 treatment pill that is being submitted for emergency use authorization?
Yeah, they announced on Friday that they have developed a drug that reduces the risk of hospitalization or death by around 50% for patients with mild or moderate cases of COVID. They plan to seek emergency authorization for this COVID treatment after the medicine showed compelling results in these clinical trials. If everything works according to plan, it actually could come to market by the end of this year. This drug is administered by mouth, and it works by stopping the replication of the coronavirus inside the body. So it's going to be very similar to Tamiflu, which is the medication we take for flu. They've already begun production and expect to produce 10 million courses of treatment by the end of this year, and of course more doses to come in 2022. But I also want to state that this does not replace the need for the COVID vaccine. You still need to get that as well.
And another question here for you, Stephanie. How long do folks need to wait after getting the COVID-19 vaccine to receive their flu shot?
Yeah, there is no time period that you have to wait between the two vaccines. You could actually get them both on the same day if you wanted to.
Thank you, Stephanie. Now let's talk to Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley for the health system. And Tobias, I know there's going to be a change of schedule for the weekly COVID-19 updates.
Yeah, hey, as Ron mentioned, you know, the numbers have kind of stabilized a little bit, so we're going to go back to monthly. We'll do the interview the first Wednesday of each month. So we'll be back with you November 3rd. But in the meantime, if folks need information about COVID-19, if they need to book a vaccine, an infusion, or a test, they simply need to call our COVID-19 hotline at 870-508-7001, or they can check out our website, www.baxterregional.org, and that's where we'll put any information or updates in between the time of now and when we meet again with you.
All right. Thank you, guys. We definitely appreciate you joining us weekly to talk about COVID-19 in your hospitals. And as you heard Tobias there, we're going to switch to a monthly format now. So the first Wednesday of every month, we'll be checking in with the Baxter Regional Health System. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN.